Russian President Vladimir Putin has won a landslide victory in Sunday's presidential election. In a victory speech in Moscow's Red Square, he thanked his supporters and appealed for national unity.
Thank you very much for your support. Thank you for the result. I see in this trust and hope, the hope of our people, that we will work with the same intensity, with the same sense of responsibility, and with even greater results. It is very important to stay unified, my dear people. We need this unity to move forward. And in order to move forward, we must know the feelings of every citizen. We are, of course, destined for success.
Putin won 75% of the vote, extending his rule for another 6 years in office. The latest figures showed a voter turnout of 60%. Seven other candidates were lined up to run against the 65-year-old Russian leader. Putin has promised to use his new term to beef up Russia's defenses against the West and raise Russians' living standards. The election came amid political tension with the UK over a spy poisoning dispute. Following the election, Putin dismissed the allegation of Russia's involvement. He, however, said Russia is ready to work with authorities in the UK over that issue. Political analyst Rustam Safronov earlier joined us with his take on President Putin's re-election and his challenges in the new term.
The vast majority of the Russians expecting more social justice in the country and more for Mr. Putin dealing with internal problems. Mr. Putin is enjoying overwhelming support about his foreign policy, but as regarding internal policy, people are grateful to him for squeezing off banditism, removing some oligarchs out of the power, but in the same time, people still are living in the provinces are quite poor, and that's what everybody is expecting, to have more social justice, more equality, and more fair distribution of the wealth in the country. Russia will have more and more stronger stand in the international arena. In Middle East, whatever, in Ukrainian conflict, I do not expect any changes. As regarding of role of Mr. Putin in Russian policy, I would say even after that 6 years term, he will still remain, even not to be in the president office, a very important factor of Russian politics.